Two prominent Czech citizens have spent 2 weeks in a Cuban prison accused of subversive activities on the island. The two men, a member of the Czech parliament and a leading Czech human rights activist, were arrested on January 12th after meeting with Cuban dissidents. Cuban authorities say the two men were in Cuba under orders from the U.S. government. The State Department says the United States supports visits to Cuba by former Soviet bloc dissidents, but only as part of an effort to promote democracy on the island. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
The two Czechs arrived in Havana on tourist visas, but their aim was to make contact with Cuban dissidents, not to visit Cuban beaches. The Cuban Foreign Ministry says the two men were arrested after they held meetings, quote, of a conspiratorial nature with members of small subversive groups, unquote. The Cubans say the fact that one of the two men, Ivan Pilip, is a member of the Czech parliament does not give him immunity from Cuban prosecution since he was not on an official mission. Alexander Fondra, the Czech ambassador to the United States, calls the whole Cuban argument nonsense.
Our opinion is that it's totally groundless, that as a citizen and even as a parliamentarian, he has, of course, the right to meet the people who are trying to inform the world about the human rights situation there.
In fact, Pilip and his Czech colleague Michael Budnik are not the first former Czech dissidents to visit Cuba. The U.S. human rights organization Freedom House has sponsored several such visits under a grant from the U.S. Agency for International Development. Freedom House President Adrian Karatnitsky says the purpose of the program is to extend an intellectual lifeline to the pro-democracy movement in Cuba.
And also giving a sense to people inside Cuba, many of whom have suffered repression and persecution, that other people in the world care about them, they are important voices for human decency within their country, and that other people regard them highly.
The former East European dissidents who travel to Cuba do so on their own initiative, Karatnitsky says, with Freedom House reimbursing them only for travel expenses. He would not discuss details out of a concern for the security of the two Czechs currently imprisoned in Cuba. The Cuban Foreign Ministry says the two men came to Cuba after stopping first in the United States and received $1,400 to cover their expenses. The Foreign Ministry statement alleged that the two men were given a list of Cubans to meet and told to provide them with, quote, the necessary means to carry out the subversive program of the U.S. government, unquote. A State Department official says the charge that the two Czechs were U.S. agents is ridiculous. The official says the United States around the world supports efforts to put democracy activists in touch with each other. Such programs are occasionally controversial. Vojislav Kostunica, who challenged Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic last fall, said during his election campaign that U.S. support for his candidacy amounted to a kiss of death. But Thomas Carruthers, a democracy expert at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, points out that Kostunica won that election. Carruthers says it makes sense for the United States to subsidize contacts with dissidents in countries under dictatorial rule.
Obviously, we do have to be sensitive. Interfering in anyone else's political process is always sensitive. But in the case where somebody is really noxious politically, trying to help decent people who are speaking out against that really can't be seen as a bad thing if it's done with a sense of realistic limits, realistic proportion, and a certain amount of diplomatic savvy.
Carruthers says these programs do need to be kept in the open in order to distinguish them from the covert action programs of the Cold War era when the CIA used to subsidize particular parties or politicians. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.